Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app, presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. I'm Chad Baker in 13-degree snowy weather and down in 80-degree sunshine and darn near beach temperatures. The coach, John Spezia.
Well, good morning, Chad, and all the viewers. There's no snow, and my grandson asked, "Well, Grandpa, is there snow going on?" I said, "KB, I'm in the islands. They don't snow in the islands." And so he said, he understood that when I said that. Then I had a shrimp picker. So, it's 80 degrees in St. Kitts, and pleasant, mild. Cruise ships are in, so that's. It's a good day. There's some basketball with me today. So we got some meetings. Got a big thing. We just got done coming back from León, Mexico with 3-on-3 FIBA. Then we had another 3-on-3 FIBA tournament in St. Lucia. I didn't go that one because I had other things to do. And then we have a big thing in December, January, with the College of DuPage coming in to play 3 exhibition games. So that's the big preparation for today.
Wow. So that's a lot of stuff going on there. And of course, you are not really that far away from wrapping up this tenure down there. You're coming up in January, right? Or February, early part of January?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, January. I'd like to get back to see, you know, the end of the season with the tournaments, maybe the county tournament. I don't know. You know, that's a good time period. And then the regional tournaments and obviously the Final Four and, you know, I've got that kind of stuff to take care of. And I got other stuff I need to do. And then it gets into April. I may be back down here in the islands in April. We'll see how things go for the most part. But anyway, let's get into last week's basketball.
Well, before we do, let's give the love to our sponsors for supporting sports here on WITY. Of course, our presenting sponsor, ServPro of Vermilion County. ServPro like it never even happened. Good folks over at UHAS Diagnostic Center, your newest NAPA Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. They're located on exit 210, just east of exit 210 on the Henning Offshoot Frontage Road. They're at the four-way stop, just backtrack on the frontage road there. You can find OSF Healthcare online, osfhealthcare.org, from primary and primary care and urgent care all the way up to cancer and specialized care in Danville and Vermilion County area. Our good friends over at Latos Hardware in Westville for all those hard-to-find items. Don't forget Dad this holiday season, and make sure you say hi to Fifi while you're there. Country financial agent Dustin Ehler, our host for the ECI Wrestling Digest, the Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. Don't have an episode this week. Hope to get him back in the loop next week for that. We had a nice preview show, and of course that episode online in our sports section at WITYradio.com and on last week's show. And El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street for the best of Mexican dining. Visit El Toro of Danville. And, Coach, you've got some highlights from this past week as far as boys basketball goes here.
Well, the highlights and ones would be interested, the two conference teams, Chestnut Park and Christ Lutheran, beat Watsika 57-36. And then Oakwood got beat by PBL 56-42 in third place. The championship game, Bishop McNamara 62, the St. Joe Ogden Spartans 49. And other ones that people would know, conference game, which is they're not in the conference. I believe Moments is 57, Armstrong Potomac 52. Mm-hmm. Crispin Cardinals bite the dust, 42-53 with Heritage. Hoopston 48, Clifton Central. Clifton Central's on a roll. They've been playing well, 68. Iroquois West 43, Tri Point 59. That's another conference team. Then we get down the road. Here's one that people will be interested in. The Atea Topless Wooden Shoes, 56. Unity Rockets, 50. That's a good one. And another one, BHR, 74. Schlarman, 35. Schlarman, 60. Attica, 50. Pace Christian, 81. Covington, 40. Seeger, 67. Clinton Prairie, 53. Lafayette Central Catholic, 57. Benton Central, pitching two now, you holly hoops.
Yeah, it's important to note there that Schlarman had a day-night doubleheader last Saturday. They played BHRA in the afternoon and then played Attica at night. So Zach Patterson's team getting, even though they weren't in a tournament, kind of getting that that tournament feel there with their Saturday last week.
And I just talked to Zach a couple days ago. So they still don't have the point guard back yet, so we'll see what happens when he comes back. And he's had some injuries. I think Fowler was hurt or sick. And
yeah.
So once he gets them all back, they won the regional last year. So we'll see what happens with the Toppers. Banks of the Wabash at South Vermillion, Constellation North Vermillion Falcons 69, South Vermillion 38. Park carries the championship 77 over Riverton Park 30 was a blowout. Wow. Milford, the Bearcats 41. Georgetown Rich Farm 38. The Bearcats, I believe that is their first or second win. Hipson over Donovan 47-38. Schlarman 62. Heritage 58. Middle Grove over Judah Christian. BHR over Sisna Park. Danville over the Rantoul Eagles 67-62. The Westville, here's a surprising one a little bit. Not surprising, but the score. The Westville Tigers, who are undefeated, 75, Milford Bearcats, 21 in conference play. St. Thomas More, 64, Oakwood Comets, 47. The Comets struggling since in the Tri-County Tournament. The Teutopolis Wooden Shoes again, the Powerhouse, 53, the Paris Tigers, 26. PBL over Watsika, 60-44. St. Joe Robinson, Salt Fork over Judah Christian, Unity over Marshall, Urbana Uni High, Oville Grove, the La Salette Lions over their arch rival, Arthur Christian, 55-50. Western Boone over Covington. Covington still looking to get young Herzog back, which would help him. They got beat by Western Boone. Fountain Central beats Traders Point. South Vermillion beats South Putnam. Westville over Heritage, over 20. Mantino, Iroquois West, a conference team. Watsika Holly turns to the Los Let Lions 57, Iroquois West 20. Bishop Mack again on a roll 65, Hersher 45, Los Let 52, Watsika 30. Bishop McNamara in a forfeit over Donovan at Milford, Clifton Central over St. Thomas. Cisna Park 48, the St. Ann Cardinals 44, St. Thomas More 49, Hipson 45, St. Ann over the host Milford Bearcats 50. 26. That's all a part of the Watsika Holly tournament. And then First Baptist Christian 53, Calvin Urbana 30.
Mm-hmm.
That's the boys related.
Well, and then we had last night's action that got underway there, Coach. Watsika Holiday tournament.
I got that one somewhere.
Yep. Bring, well, if you got it.
Friday's results, Sisna Park 55, Milford 45, Hersher 68, Donovan 26, Clifton Central 51, Hipson 29. I think Clifton Central is undefeated. Watsika 57. It's got to be the first or second win. Iroquois West 23, Armstrong Potomac in a heated battle over the Salt Fork Storm 34. Salt Fork still, they play great defense. They just struggle offensively. BHR 65, the Oakwood Comets 34. The Comets struggle a little bit. Bloomington High School 71, Danville 66. Marshall Paris postponed. Paris over Arthur Lovington. Westville, and a surprising score, 54-33 over PBL. St. Joe Ogden, 47. Riverton, 33. Arcola over Tri-County. Lafayette Central Catholic over Covington Trojans, 84-54. North Vermillion over Traders Point. Seager over North Montgomery. Fountain Central game was postponed. And that's the latest with the boys basketball.
Today's action, everything that we have up to date, some of these things may change as far as the weather goes out there, as we anticipate 3 to 7 inches of snow, depending on where you're located. Watsika Holiday Tournament anticipates to continue today. They've got the crossover games today. Judah Christian at Armstrong. You have Rangatool hosting Binooka. At Sullivan, it'll be Nashville and St. Joe Ogden. I'm going to guess that one is going to be wiped clean off the map with those two teams traveling a good distance. Clinton Central at Attica, Benton Central at Hamilton Heights. The Southport Forum tip-off classic will have Park Heritage facing Centerville. Riverton Park hosting South Putt and Seeger entertaining Tri-County, Indiana. Games already washed today. BHRA at Prairie Central, Unity at Danville. Georgetown Ridge Farms involvement at South Vermilion border battle. That one's looking to get at least a head-to-head remade there. They're in talks to do that. Covington at North Montgomery and North Vermilion at Duggar Union this upcoming week on Monday. Depending on what shakes out today for Watseka Holiday Tournament, they plan on having to place games. They may have to bump that if they need to postpone today's action. BHRA at St. Joe Ogden on Monday, Coach. That one should be a pretty solid matchup there, and that's one I think that every year we kind of mark on our calendar to see what type of matchup we can get. They're a great out-of-conference matchup for the Blue Devils.
It should be, and then you got a rematch there. I'm from Potomac at Sharma, the regional, I think it was the regional semifinals, and Unity and Charleston should be an interesting one, too. Mm-hmm. So you got some games coming down the road. Georgetown looks like they picked some things up. Bill Groves in the Westville shootout. They had a winter Wonderland shootout. Yeah. I see Schwammer's going to play BHR again. So
yeah, there's an out-of-conference battle there, too, a battle of Edgar County, Parrish, and Tri-County. That's a game we covered last year that was an intense battle. You wouldn't think it, but two teams that aren't necessarily up in the standings, but come together and pair pretty well, considering, you know, Parrish, the size of that school. Tri-County is a cooperative of Oakland, Kansas, and Shiloh school districts, and have a lot of good athletes there. Going a little further down the list here, another one that's out of conference that might be a really good matchup from what we've seen so far, and Heritage just getting warmed up there. They've had a few tougher games, but hosting Arthur Ocock Christian, which has had some pretty nice games here early on, might be a good basketball game featuring two smaller schools in our area. As that comes about. And, of course, Bi-County coming up here before the end of the week on the Indiana side, featuring Covington, Fountain Central, Seeger, and Attica. And just kind of seeing what we've seen here in recent years, I feel like that Bi-County, if we're comparing the two four-team tournaments that we have over there on the Indiana side that we keep an eye on every year, I'm going to put Bi-County above Banks a little bit here, just because I feel like the competitive nature and of the four teams a little closer than what we see there in the Banks.
That's true, and that's been going on for, I'd have to go back at, as long as I know, that tournament's been going on for over 20-some years. Mm-hmm. So, and anytime you know, those rivalries go way back. Anytime you got a Covington against a Fountain Central, or North Vermilion against South Vermilion, or North Vermilion against a Seeger. Those are all, you know, they're not only conference teams, but they're you know, they all know each other. They've competed against everything else. And Indiana, of course, the gate is a part of how you run your athletics department. That's why the gyms are 2,500 people. And,
yeah.
They hope to fill them up. That has, which is different than it is in Illinois.
Well, and you bring up a great point about rivalries. Of course, you know, you had the big shift to consolidate a lot of schools here, not too far back, about 50 years ago. And you know, of course, that restarted a lot of rivalries, created a lot of new rivalries. But one of the oldest rivalries, one of the most storied rivalries, Attica and Covington, there, the second most played rivalry in the state of Indiana, very, very well could pop up out of that tournament. You get that extra game in there if they meet up. So, yeah, I think, you know, you get a glimpse here locally of really what that landscape is in the entire state whenever those two teams can get together. And you always have that possibility there with that Bi-County.
Well, you know, because been around as long as I have, I can remember the Attica Red Ramblers played in the, I won't say the semi-state, mm-hmm. and got beat by a very good Gary team, and they were loaded. I mean, Attica, and then Covington, when they had Dale White in that group, you could go back and see the Covington teams. I can name names of some of those guys that played with them. And Covington that one year was undefeated all the way until the sectional, then got beat, didn't get, even get out of the sectional. So those are, and you got to remember, Attica is not a consolidation, and neither is Covington. Nope. As long as what Indiana has done, that's kind of, it's kind of surprising that neither one of those schools have combined with anybody. So I'd say that in the history of Indiana basketball or sports, that's quite unusual.
Absolutely. Well, let's switch gears to girls basketball. Coach, you got weak results for girls there.
Okay, I'm looking at it. I flipped off my screen here for a minute. All right, girls basketball. Let's go all the way back because I have to scroll here a little bit, find the scores. Girls basketball. Just want to make sure. Okay, here we go. Girls basketball in the yoga tournament. Of course, Georgetown played in. They beat Neoga, and they also beat Oco Valley. Watsika beat Danville 55-54. Paris over Sullivan. Benton Central over Park Heritage. Fountain Central over Terre Haute South, which Terre Haute South's a 4A school.
Mm-hmm.
Armstrong back on the winning ways again over Arthur Christian. System Park over with those ball, the year the volleyball players had, and then come back and play as quick as it did over Perry Central, which is a 3A school. That's a big win for System Park. Sullivan over Heritage. Salt Fork, again, Brian Russell, what can we say, 44, Hoopson 15. Watsika, 50s, Iroquois West Conference game, 44. PBL over Oakwood. Paris over Marshall. Rantoul over Uni High. Moreau Forsyth over St. Joe Ogden, a little surprise. Tri-County over Argenta, Unity over Urbana, Sir Gordo over Villa Grove, and let's see, Milford over North Newton, which is in Indiana. Attica over Westville, Illinois, 40-35. Rensselaer, 58. Benton Central Bison, 52. North Montgomery, 55. Covington, 29. Seeger over Fountain Central. Parrot Heritage over North Main, Riverton Park over Crawfordsville, Westville over Heritage, that's Westville, Illinois, Antino, 52, Iroquois, 23, BHR over Oakwood, Arthur Lovington over Heritage, Hipson over Westville, Rantoul over Tuscola, St. Thomas More over Schlarman, 52-38, Unity Rockets get beat by St. Teresa, Argenta over Villa Grove, Villa Grove held at 6 points, Fountain Central over North Main, Seager over Riverton Park, First Baptist Christian, no results on that one. Salt Fork at Armstrong postponed, same way with Crispin, same way with Georgetown and PBL Paris, all in the same way, Decatur Unity, same way T-Town and St. Louis canceled. St. John's, Terre Haute South at Covington postponed. So let's see what we got.
Just a couple games from yesterday. Danville over Bloomington, 44-39. Danville girls playing pretty good here early on in the season. Salt Fork winner over Armstrong Potomac in that game that was supposed to be Thursday. It was a 40-26 victory for the Storm. I did not get an update on that Schlarman Uni High game. Don't know if it ended up taking off. Today, as of right now, IW Holiday Hoops Tournament going to start. We'll see how far they can get. Clifton Central and Iroquois West, Hoopston area and Piatone at Gilman. At Onarga, it'll be Wilmington and Gardner South Wilmington and Tri-Point versus Hersher. Then they'll do the winner's bracket over Gilman, loser's bracket over at Onarga. But that is slated for this evening and may be weather-dependent. Elsewhere, Schlarman at Rantoul, Benton Central at Northwestern, Fountain Central hosting Attica. That South Vermilion border battle, as mentioned earlier on the boys' side, that is canceled also for the girls. North Vermilion at Duggar Union postponed. St. Joe Ogden shootout for today has been canceled. That was supposed to involve both Paris, Watsika, Milford, Unity, Sista Park, Chrysler. It was supposed to be a really good matchup. You had had Pleasant Plains and Cisna. You had Paris and Eureka, Watsika taking on St. Joe Ogden and Unity and Tri-Valley for that shootout, and that has been, of course, a victim to the weather that we have going on right now in our area. This upcoming week, just kind of breezing through here right quick, Coach, we've got the continuation of that IW Holiday Hoops tourney. A little bit later on in the week, we got the Hayworth Holiday Tournament featuring PBL and Armstrong Potomac. And let's talk about that a little bit here. Armstrong Potomac off to a pretty strong start. You have Wade Rogers taking over the reins this year. Of course, former boys coach there at Armstrong. But the nucleus has been built there for a while. They've been young the last couple of years, had some great coaching, and now it's Wade's turn to kind of take the reins, and off to a pretty solid start. They may be making some waves here. Obviously not the top tier yet, but might be one of those teams that can ruffle some feathers here once conference season comes around.
You know, they struggled where they basically had seven girls at one time, I believe, mm-hmm. with the Chandler brothers coaching team, and they you know, took the blows of having such a young team, and it's hard sometimes when you only have that few players to practice, and that makes it difficult. Well, now Wade has taken over, and hopefully, you know, they're going to see the result of all those times that they were able to grow as a group, and it'll be interesting to see what they do. I would guess with the Vermillion County Tournament coming up, you know, you got to look at Salt Fork. They're again probably going to be the number one team in the area. Yeah. Then after that, as I watch the scores, it looks like BHARA would be right in there with a possibility of maybe Georgetown. The rest, I think, is going to be hunting, chasing the pack, looks like to me. I've seen where Oakwood has not scored a lot of points, and Bismarck's, I would say, would be right in the mix with all that stuff. But I'd say head and shoulders again, it's going to be the Salt Fork Storm.
There again, you know, I think they're going to be scrappy. Don't sleep on them. I think they're going to definitely maybe put some things together. And, of course, you know, the season is 3 months, but in basketball terminology, that's a long time. You got to stay healthy, and you got to keep things going in the right direction. And speaking of BHRA, they're going to be a test this week for Sista Park Christ Lutheran. We'll see kind of gauging where each of those teams are. Of course, we know what Cisna is. Hannah Kronk's squad obviously has had some good games here early on in the season, knocked off some pretty decent competitors, but they're going to be facing a whole different monster with the Timberwolves there.
And don't cut out Watseka Milford.
Absolutely.
I would say in the conference, it's going to be Salt Fork and System Park and Watseka. I'd say there's your top three teams that are going to fight out for the conference. And I don't know this for a fact, but if Barry's listening, I think Barry is still coaching the girls
team.
He is,
yeah.
Though I think he's gotten out of being the AD and teaching in Watseka. But
he's still
like
the AD there. I think he's just retired from the teaching part. If I remember correctly, I think he's still athletic director up there too.
Well, if you're listening, Barry, let Chad know that, will you, please?
Whenever I talked to him earlier, because I was just as shocked as you, Coach. I was like, hey, I thought you were no, just the teaching, and more power to him. You know, I mean, he's still loving it, still able to do it. Might as well go for it, you know. And there's that inner workings. And let's see here. What else do we got here? But we got ALAH Holiday Tournament at the end of the week for Crispin Heritage and Rantoul Bi-County Tournament for the girls on the Indiana side, too. So we're up against ABC Sports World. When we come back, we will have the OSF Healthcare News You Can Use Sports and Wellness Edition with Tim Dittman. We'll dive into a little bowling. We've got wrestling, DAC Sports, and a whole lot more when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, the WITY radio app, presented by ServPro of Vermillion County.
I'm Jim Bass. We'll tip it off with Steph Curry's return for the Warriors after missing 5 games with a quad injury. He scored 39 Friday, but it wasn't enough against the Wolves team without Anthony Edwards. Julius Randle, 27 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists as Minnesota beats Golden State 127-120. Rudy Gobert, 24 points and 14 rebounds for the winners. Donovan Mitchell ended up with the highest scoring fourth quarter in the league this season.
Bagley knocks it out front to Wade. Hands it off to Mitchell. Mitchell with 8 on the clock. Drive, scores. That's the dagger. Donovan Mitchell will close throws it out. The Wizards take time, but the fans are heading to the exits. Cavs by six. 130, 124. Donovan Mitchell with another incredible game.
As heard on WTAM, 24 of his 48 in the fourth quarter. They came back from 15 down in that final period. To beat the Wizards, 130 to 126. Joel Embiid had a season-high 39 as the Sixers beat the Pacers, 115 to 105. Pistons over the Hawks, 142 to 115. Seven players hit double figures, 12 with at least 7 points for Detroit. Josh Giddey, 26 points, 11 assists, 7 rebounds. Bulls erased a 13-point second-half deficit, beat the Hornets 129 to 126. Anthony Davis scored 24, had 14 boards and 3 blocks as the Mavs rally past the Nets 119 to 111. At Keontae George, career-high 39. Jazz beat the Grizz with Ja Morant's return. They best Memphis 130 to 126. Victor Wembanyama plans to return for the NBA semifinals of the NBA Cup against Oklahoma City. Thunder come in that game 24-1. And Alex Caravan, 18, fifth-ranked UConn, held off Texas 71-63.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feels.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is here, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
Green and silver belong on your tree, not with your auto service center. Through December 31st, stop into Juhas Diagnostics and save some green with the silver package. Just $125 plus parts. Oil and filter change along with a complete safety inspection. All fluids meet or exceed OEM requirements. Juhas Diagnostics also offers services and repairs for your UTVs and ATVs along with tires for each. Perfect before all of those trips to the deer stand. Schedule your appointment today. Call 217-213-6032. Juhas Diagnostics, east of exit 210 on the Route 150 frontage road between Danville and Oakwood.
Here's something to put more sizzle in your holidays from Latos Hardware. Check out their new lines of high-quality Pizzelli irons. What's a Pizzelli? It's like a Belgian waffle or cookie that you make yourself using one of these innovative electric irons from Latos. Like the Model 1000, designed to make a delicious, crispy, high-rib Pizzelli in practically no time at all. Your guests will be clamoring for more, and what a great gift idea. Pizzelli irons from Latos Hardware, 147 State Street in downtown Westville.
As a grandmother, you know what it takes to make memories with your grandkids. But did you know that 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare, because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep creating special moments that will never be forgotten.
I love you, Grandma.
Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
Welcome back, Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. Chad, Coach, back with you. Let's get Tim Dittman in here for OSF Healthcare Health and Wellness News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. When you work out, you're going to work up a sweat and some stinky body odor. That's expected. But what happens if that BO doesn't go away? Or maybe you get it at random times or on random body parts, or it's really intense just out of the blue. That might be a sign of something more serious, like an infection, metabolic issues, or liver, kidney, or gum disease. And for women, a putrid or fish-like smell down there might even be a sign of cervical cancer.
Fruity, sweet odors as well. Might be an indication of serious conditions such as diabetes or even metabolic diseases.
That's OSF pediatrician in Danville, Dr. Luis Garcia, on other red flags. If your BO comes with fever or bleeding, call 911 and get to the hospital. For other cases, you can stop by an urgent care or your primary care provider's office and get checked out. How can we prevent body odor? Well, good hygiene like showering, using deodorant, and brushing your teeth goes a long way. You should also keep your home clean and well ventilated and consider shaving in your armpits and down below. Also, know your BO triggers like spicy food and stress and take steps to reduce those triggers. And don't stay in sweaty, dirty clothes for a long time.
Make sure that they change their clothes and keep them always fresh, especially. And use new set of clothes, especially after sweating or after doing exercises.
That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. You can get a podcast of these programs at WITYradio.com. And for more on OSF Healthcare, you can visit OSFHealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.
Thanks, Tim. Tim will be back next week with another edition. And, of course, for all the back episodes that we have, you can also check that out. We have an actual OSF page that has both the regular and the sports and wellness edition of Health News You Can Use on our website under the podcast section at WITYradio.com. In fact, just go to the website. There's all kinds of on-demand audio on there, not just sports. If you're interested, dive into some other things in life, you can find something on there. And, of course, we'll have our holiday concerts on there, too, so as those get checked off. Coach, we switch gears now to bowling. And we didn't have a whole lot this week. Still, there's there being kind of a lack of teams in the area and, of course, so many of them having to travel and the weather being what it is, it's being very, very They're being very judgmental as far as the ones that they want to risk and go out to, and that's understandable too. They had the Abe Lincoln invite last weekend. I don't know that that got off. We had Hoopston area as part of that, but I didn't see any results. Danville continues their hot start to their season. Both boys and girls doing well. They both swept Unity 3-0. You had Hoopston area knocking off Taylorville in a close one. They won 2 out of 3 games and. In pins, all told, they were only 51 points apart. 55 points apart. Their matchups, Danville hosting Pena and Bloomington. Danville traveling to Bloomington on the girls' side was both postponed. Today, their action has been canceled. Hoopston area was supposed to have Bishop Mack and Cornerstone Christian on the both boys' girls' side. Dandel was supposed to be at the Bloomington invite today along with Unity. That's been postponed to a different time this week. You have Danville hosting Taylorville in boys' action. Danville will host Pena in that rematch, and then will host Kankakee. Hoopston area is supposed to be at Unity this week in both boys' and girls' bowling. So we'll see if those materialize here this upcoming week. But Danville girls just got a couple girls, but they're doing well to start their year. And then the Danville boys behind Gavin Favre off to a really nice start there. Talking with Coach Doki, sounds like maybe they may be making some waves here once they head into the postseason, especially if they can get some of the other guys up in numbers a little bit here. But really off to a good start there with their bowling season. Switching gears to girls wrestling. Last weekend at the Eisenhower Cardinals girls invite, Clifton Central Iroquois West tied for 15th. Marist would win it all. Fountain Central girls invite won by Seeger. They go 6-0 on the day. Fountain Central right behind them at 5-1. Westfield Georgetown Ridge Farm at 4-2. Placed third. You had South Vermilion fourth in that, or excuse me, fifth in that meet, having a 2-4 day. Monrovia Invite won by Lawrence Central. It was Riverton Park seventh with 92 points. Attica ninth with 87. Park Heritage 16th with 63. Benton Central would win the Peru Invite last weekend. 11 points better than Western. A couple of other matches that got either scratched or didn't have enough folks from the teams that we had involved. Adam, the Bradley Bourbon Ace Scramble, the South Vermilion Wildcats dual invite for the girls. Head-to-head matchups this week, you had a triangular, St. Joe Ogden, Westville, Georgetown, Ridge Farm. And St. Joe Ogden would win that one 31-30. You had Fountain Central over Covington. You had Riverton Park over Northmont. Seeger over Crawfordsville, Terre Haute North over South Vermilion, Western, and Benton Central. No update on that one. Yesterday, you had the Pontiac, the Munch, or the Munch, Invitational, probably the Munch. St. Joe Ogden placed 11th yesterday, Unity 12th, and Rantoul 34th, Edwardsville winning it all there. No update on the Clifton Central Iroquois West Girls Extravaganza, but that is a individual round robin, so it would be individual results, not not team results there. Slated for today, and no updates on that, but the Munch is supposed to continue at Pontiac. That's featuring Unity, St. Joe Ogden, Rantoul, Southridge Tournament for Riverton Park on the Indiana side. If we switch over to boys wrestling, last weekend, the CICC invite area wrestlers, there again, kind of an individual round robin, but some nice showings here. Ben Wells of St. Joe Ogden was top of the podium for the 113-pound class. Uriah Shaw for Danville, top of the 126. You had Nathan Daly of St. Joe Ogden, top of the 157, and Josiah Williams of Danville, top of the 175. Of course, all those leading what I believe was about seven individuals, both on the boys' side for both Danville and St. Joe Ogden, at the CICC invite for Springfield Southeast last weekend. Seneca Fighting Irish invite, you had Clifton Central Iroquois West placing fifth. Washington invite, IC Catholic winning, Oakwood Salt Fork placed sixth, Unity seventh. Lawrenceville tournament had Lawrenceville winning with Paris placing fifth. At Plainfield North, Rantoul goes 1-4. At the Prairie Central North-South multi-duels last weekend, you had Hoopston area Milford going 1-4. Covington invite won by BHRA. The North White invite won by Benton Central. In boys action, you had Riverton Park losing a match at the Wrights Hill Classic down in Evansville. Fountain Central Round Robin Tournament won by West Lafayette. And then you had a logjam with Fountain Central and South Vermilion each going 3-2. North Vermilion and Westfield Georgetown Ridge Farm going 2-3. Danville, or BHRA, defeats Danville head-to-head 40-30. Oakwood Salt Fork knocks off Clifton Central Iroquois West and St. Joe Ogden in triangular. St. Joe Ogden would win that third match. You had Seeger over Faith Christian, Cloverdale over North Vermilion, Benton Central over Logan Support. Danville bounces back from the loss of BHRA to knock off Urbana, but lose to Mattoon, which is a tough squad. Seneca over Clifton Central Iroquois West, St. Joe Ogden over Westville Georgetown Ridge Farm, and Seeger over Crawfordsville, Terre Haute North over South Vermilion, North Montgomery over Riverton Park. And then yesterday's action, just one meet to talk about, the Plano Reaper Classic, won by GCMS. Hoopston area Milford placed 15th. That's after day one. That was anticipated to continue today. No updates on that. BHRA Bradley Bourbonnais at the Clifton Central Iroquois West Quad. That is maybe in jeopardy. Paris and North Montgomery at South Vermilion. Last I checked, that one was still going on today. We talked about the Munch Pontiac. That's also going on the boys' side. Porta invite for St. Joe Ogden's Clifton Central invite, or excuse me, the Clinton Central invite for Attica. Benton Central at Rensselaer Central Super Duels invite. Fountain Central Seeger, both at the Clinton Prairie invite, not to be confused with the Clinton Central invite. North Vermilion at North Putnam tournament, Park Heritage at Frankfurt invite, and Riverton Park the Bishop Chittard invite. Other matches that were called off today, Danville at Champaign Central duels, Oakwood Salt Fork's involvement down at Vandalia. That's a little bit of a hike, lots of traveling, so they're out of that. Unity and Olney also was supposed to have been part of that. And then this upcoming week, taking a look at both boys and girls actions. Some highlights there for this upcoming week. Westfield Georgetown Ridge Farm will host a quad featuring BHRA, Armstrong Potomac, Monticello, and Ridgeview. You have Hoopston Area Milford hosting Rantoul and Champaign Central. You have Frontier at Attica, Benton Central at Seeger, North Vermilion at Covington, Fountain Central at Riverton Park, South Vermilion at Southmont. Oakwood Salt Fork will host Danville at Salt Fork. That's their match that they do every year at Salt Fork. Except I think this year they tried to balance it a little more. I think they have multiple matches at both Salt Fork and Oakwood, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that, but I thought I saw that on the schedule. Hoopston Area Milford hosting North Vermilion. Attica hosting Indiana Deaf. Benton Central hosting Lafayette Central Catholic. South Vermilion and West Vigo. Unity Duels net at the end of the week for BHRAAP and OSF. Girls side, you have the eight-way duels for Wabash River Conference this week. You have Washington Girls Scramble for Unity, and then you have the Wabash River Conference Tournament at Covington for pretty much everybody that was part of the Wabash River eight-way duel. So they'll have a singles competition, then they'll have a team competition this week. And finally, Westville, Georgetown Ridge Farm, making a long trip to Harvard if weather holds up this week. And that is wrestling. We have DAC Sports. Danville over Ansla last week. Men's College Hoops 122-86. Milk and JV and them canceled this week for men's hoops. You got Olive Harvey today out at Mary Miller. Then St. Mary of the Woods JV coming in later in the week. And then the women lose to Ansla 71-55. They've got Olive Harvey today as well at Mary Miller. And then they are at Vincennes this week. And DAC Hoops, which Coach, I think I saw a video here recently. Not too bad of crowds out there. It's kind of off and on. I think it really depends on who they're playing. Are you there with me?
I'm listening to you, Coach.
Okay. So that's
this time of the year is because of all the high school teams are playing. You got Christmas programs. It always found to be tough for Denver to have some kind of crowd, and then you're battling against when Illinois plays. I know they're off.
Yeah.
It used to be when I first started doing this, you knew when Illinois was going to play. There was, you know, basically a Thursday, Saturday type thing, and so you schedule your games around, and we'd play on Wednesday, and we'd play some Saturday games. So, and then you stay away from the Tuesday, Friday games because that's high school night. So and you're battling, like I said, Christmas programs or stuff are going on, and
that they are.
Yeah, and you know, if you want to go someplace that's crowded, go to some grade school Christmas program, and this place is going to be packed.
There has been a few this week that I have. I feel like the crowds have been better this year at the ones I've recorded. You know, I think last year, and I don't know whether it's folks trying to get out and try to have some type of social life despite the weather. You know, I know last year the weather was a little better, and so, you know, more events were going on. People were getting out. But this year I think people with the snow, a little bit more in the holiday spirit, trying to get out and see those concerts. And I had three that I went out and for the performance of this past week. I got two more this upcoming week. My heart goes out to them because they too are out there performing and warrant a good crowd. And for some of these band members particularly, you know, they're not only prepping for these holiday concerts, but they're also in the pep band for some of these basketball games too. So they're pulling double duty this time of year. It would be kind of the equivalent of participating in both cross country and volleyball or cross country and golf in the fall, where you're trying to balance a couple of different events, and there is a difference between the two. So for the fact that they're getting that crowd and folks coming out to see that, that's amazing. So,
well, anytime you have that, and we sometimes forget, sometimes music teachers are doing both the high school and the grade school, mm-hmm. junior high.
Absolutely.
I can only imagine trying to work with a high school, and then you got a first grader or second grade, group you're trying to sing Merry Christmas or whatever it may be, because it's a tough job for those people, just like it is for anybody else. But it's a busy time for everybody this time of the year, and things will lighten up here come January, and then we move into, again, I'd call it the real basketball season, into February and March, and we get the Final Four. So. Oh.
And as you well know, you know, there's a difference in coaching mode from, you know, execution to instruction. You know, whenever you're going, you're, as you mentioned, you're dealing with high schoolers that they've played the notes, they know those things. And then you get back to somebody that's working on three blind mice. You know, it's a little bit of a different mindset and approach and patience to go through that. We do have one other thing that we want to dive into here as far as wrapping up our sports before we take our final break here. We got right after the show last weekend, the Indiana Football Coaches Association posted senior all-state team for 2025. Some folks from our area that got honors here, senior Noah Dodson. Let's see if I got it. I don't have a thing here to magnify it, and I'm farther away than I'd really like to be. Noah Dodson of Fountain Central. He's made the list as a linebacker. You go further down the list, Riverton Parks, call it Sanders, as a DB, getting honors there. For the junior All-State team, Riverton Parks, Lane Griffin made it as an offensive lineman. And on my final page here, I've got Riverton Parks, Derek Collum as a senior All-Stater and as a linebacker. And congratulations to those gentlemen there for getting recognized by the Illinois Football Coaches Association. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up our show for the week when Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, the WITY radio app, presented by ServPro of Vermilion County.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is here, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermilionCounty.com.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative, at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
The tradition continues. It's the 12 Days of Christmas concerts on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY. Join us each day, December 12th through the 22nd, as we feature an Illiana School Christmas program. It's our pleasure to bring you these special concerts to help lighten your spirits. The 12 Days of Christmas concerts are brought to you in part by Bud's Car Stereo, Danville Area Community College, Frank's House of Color, OSF Healthcare, and Sunset Funeral Home. Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, with the WITY radio app. Chad Coach back with you. Coach, I tell you, there's a lot going on behind the scenes we don't ever get a chance to dive into, but there's one aspect that we have a few minutes to, and I tell you, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different opinions on it.
Well, you know, let's start with the NIL, and I know they're giving the junior colleges another year, so a guy could actually, you know, play 5 years of basketball. And I've had this controversy about what has happened with the NIL and all that. And the positive part, the people always come back, well, Coach, these guys now are going to stay 4 years and they're making money, which they wouldn't do necessarily do that if they were, you know, even a one-and-done type of thing. They would not do that. So I think that's the positive with that. You know, a guy's going to get his degree or get his master's degree and go through that. I tell you what, it does hurt the high school guys and the international guys as far as recruiting goes. Now, you can see Illinois, look at the international guys. Those guys that Illinois has internationally, they would probably stay at wherever they're at, wherever their club team is.
Yeah.
And now they can come here and make money, where they may be getting something at their club team. I'm dealing with a young man right now out of Argentina. It's really good. I've talked to Marty Simmons about him. I've talked to Scott Nagy and even sent some stuff to Illinois. He's about 6'6", 6'7", and we saw him in 3-on-3, though. He can really play. I don't care if it's 3-on-3, 5-on-5, or 10-on-10. This guy can really play no matter what. He's 21 years old. So he's one of those guys in that catch-22. He's an international kid, and how much exposure is he going to get unless he comes to the States? And that's what we run into here in St. Kitts. Before, we would get guys out pretty easy, guys and ladies, because we had a scouting service, and I would send stuff up. Well, now, unless you're in that, you know, a high school guy, unless you're a Cooper Flag, probably not going to be recruited very heavily. You know, right. People just got recruited to school up in Minnesota. It's a Division II. Now he could be there in a couple of years, and possibly. I'm not saying it could happen. I mean, it could happen. He could go up to the next level and get some NIL money. That's what's happening. That's what I always encourage players, that get into school. That's the biggest thing. You've got to get into school, and then from there. And the classic one is Humerkaus at Illinois. The guy was basically an NAIA player. I want to say it was not Bethel's, one Huntington, or one of those, and that really good NAIA league. Well, then he goes to Evansville, does all right there. Now he's had 2 years at Illinois. And then, you know, I saw Brad Underwood praise him with some of the stuff he did. Well, that's a classic example of what could happen now. And that's what's going on with the portal. Those guys will look that route first, no matter what. Then they're going to go Jukes or prep schools, and then, you know, then everybody else. And that's just how the nomenclature of what's happening in college sports. Maybe not so much with maybe volleyball or football, where it may be the case, but that's what you got.
Yeah, absolutely. We just got late word in here from Candy Franson up at Armstrong Potomac, and Judah Christian off for today due to the weather. So, Coach, enjoy your warmth. Enjoy your sunshine. We will be freezing here, at least for the weekend. And, of course, we want everybody to stay safe out there. We've got holiday concerts coming up today. We've got an encore presentation of the 2024 Covington concert. They are going to be having their 2025 concert after the first of the year, so we'll have that. Coach, we will see you next week.
All right. Everybody enjoy their time this week, and get through the snow and the ice and the cold weather, will you?
WITY